Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say, wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud today. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Through the moonlight song. My power's turned up. Got it right now. I'll be gone. I'll play my fight song. And I don't really care if nobody else will leave. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me. Losing friends and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep. Say I'm in too deep. Well, it's been 2 years. I miss my home. With the fire burning in my bones. Still believe. Yeah, I still believe. And all those things I didn't say. Wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome, everybody, to Cool Chick Radio. I'm Tracy, the head chicken charger on these parts, and I'm joined by my oh-so-sexy Miss Angela.
Oh, boy. What's going on, Tracy?
Huh?
What's going on, man?
Oh, God. My life lately has been work, school, more school, kids, baseball, more work, work with a side of work. Yeah. That's
sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. I was actually so tired. I slept right through my alarm yesterday. Whoopsie.
Damn.
But I feel better today because maybe it's because I started hitting the gym again. So I'm actually able to sleep, which is weird. It's a
nice
new thing. Yeah.
Oh, man.
How about you? What's going
well,
on?
I'm going to hop right into a couple events just because we do have a caller calling in here shortly in, 5 minutes probably. So, anyways, this weekend we had an event up at the woods there, and we had the 7 bands, you know, hosting the event for the Vets and the Eagles Nest. That was amazing. What else is going on? Okay, so this weekend we have the AOW gathering in Ohio on Saturday. Bring a canned food item if you are going to go see the AOW event and the gathering and all the bands. Hell Came Home is playing that one. We've got Slapshot over at the Buffalo, which I've never heard of, but it's the Buffalo over in Big Lake.
Okay.
There's the Blaine's Blazing Forth Parade and Blaine's Blazing Forth event this weekend, which happens every year for the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me there because I'm not going to make Ohio. Don't kill me, AOW people, when you hear that, because I tried very, very hard, and the people that I was supposed to go with from my chapter got called into work. So I cannot come. Yeah, I'm pretty bummed. I've already been warned that I'm going to get lots of fun pictures. So I'm pretty excited. Either way, I will be there with you guys. Spirit, I am going to make a big announcement when our guest comes on, because she is part of this event that is going to be absolutely amazing. And I'm so excited. Redemption is so much fun. But, yeah, it's going to be cool. There's also a sock drive going on for socks for the homeless. So if you want any information about that, hit us up on Cool Chick Radio. I can give you info on that. What else is going on? Yeah, there's so much going on. I can't even keep it all straight right now.
Yeah.
But that is what I can think of off the top of my head, and I can definitely get more to you. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Event.
You are a busy little beaver.
You have no idea. I got a permit. I'm excited.
I know. I saw that. I was like, look at that.
Yeah, you know, you make things happen. You got to make things happen if you want big things to happen.
That's right.
I know. Like, I've had a few people inspire me a lot lately with things like with, you know, within the AOW, and if not in the AOW, just people in general. I've met a very wonderful friend that is very fastly becoming somebody that I have a spot under my wing for. Give it up to Heidi, dude. Like, Heidi Cakes, like, that chick is the shiitake. She was going through a really hard time, and I was helping her through it, and she ended up joining the AOW, and which is a great organization to be a part of, but she, like, was going through a hard time, and she's like, dude, you're like fucking Superman. She's like, I can't even tell you, like, or even begin to thank you. Like, you do this and you do that and you're inspiring. And like, I guess inspiring other people inspires me. And like, I've told her, I'm like, dude, no, like, this is all because of you. So give it up to Heidi, because she's awesome. Like, you know, I'm the type of person, if you need something, I'll be there no matter what. And that's just how it goes. And once you're in my life, kind of like cancer, I don't go away. I just get bigger and louder and more obnoxious. And yeah, that's just how it works. It works.
Can you explain to everybody, again, real briefly, since you talk about AOW so much, how could people find information and the ability to join? How does that happen?
The AOW is an organization where we help other people. We are a nonprofit volunteer organization. We help other people. We help events. We do cancer benefits. We do food drives. We do all kinds of different things. If you need help with an event, hit us up. We're always more than willing. There's always hands on deck that are more than willing to do that. We feed the homeless. My chapter, currently, we're about to do a huge canned food drive. We have another chapter that's doing socks for the homeless. Just, we do all kinds of stuff. But if you want to join the AOW, there is a Facebook page for that. If you would like to learn more about it, you can ask myself or any other. If you're in Minnesota, you can ask anybody in an AOW shirt. Basically, Facebook would be your best way to find information about the AOW. We have a events page through the AOW. It's all, like, all the information is really online, but there's just AOW events page alone is enough to, like, if you look at that and you're wondering what it's about, there's, you know, many different ways to figure it out. But that would be your best form of contact, would be through Facebook. It's one of the best things I have ever decided to be a part of. And it is, I get inspired every day by these people. So it's really nice. Cool. It's really exciting.
That's awesome.
Got lots of mentors.
Huh?
Yeah. I've got lots of mentors. Lots of people I look up to. Whether they know it or not. Yeah. If you ever want to do an AOW show, I can pull the heads on that one for that. They're well knowledged. I'm fighting mosquitoes in my own car. But our caller is calling in, so let me merge a call with Monica.
Awesome.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Welcome to Cool Chick Radio, Monica.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. So, I met Monica at our event this weekend. That was amazing. I've heard all about your organization through other people, and I've heard different things, but I wanted you on to explain what you do, how it came about, all that kind of stuff.
Well, not a problem. It's definitely different for me to be on the receiving end of the interview versus me being the one doing it. So that's quite a change. But so, yeah, it got started almost 2 years ago. I started out as a blogger for the national nonprofit No Kid Hungry. And I was helping them raise money, obviously, for ending child hunger, which is something I'm passionate about, as well as veterans and homeless and, you know, all other obvious social issues that shouldn't exist. And I didn't meet the goal for the end of the year, the Giving Tuesday, when all the nonprofits kind of, you know, try to get people to donate to theirs, which frustrated me, and I'm not a quitter. So I thought, I wonder how I can make this happen. And I decided to tie in my past history of interviewing artists for a different company with my love of ending child hunger. which is how the End Hunger Challenge Project originally came to be. So what I do is I interview people in the entertainment industry, anybody. Musicians just seem to be more receptive and quick to agree to interviews. But we do actors, models, everybody. And every interview that I do raises money towards my end of the year goal that I set for myself for ending child hunger.
So what's your goal this year or this month?
Well, my goal this year originally was 1 million meals, which was the equivalent of $100,000. And keep in mind that in the first year last year, I only raised $3,500 because nobody really knew what it was. So that's a very large jump. I've since dropped it down to finalizing it at half of that. So instead of $100,000, the goal for the end of this year by 11:59 p.m. on the 31st is to raise $50,000.
Okay.
So
what made you, like, other than getting frustrated with other nonprofits and stuff like that, which I totally understand that, what made you, like, be like, you know what, I want to do this too?
Well, like I said, I've been an advocate for helping hungry, homeless, you know, veterans and everybody just my whole life in general. It's just something I'm passionate about. I just really don't understand why kids are going hungry. I guess in the sense that they're defenseless. It's not an issue that they should have to worry about. A child should not have to worry about where their next meal comes from.
Right.
Realistically, nobody should be hungry at all. However, kids, that's something that they shouldn't have to be worrying about. And as such, it breaks my heart to know that there's a child in the neighborhood or anybody who is looking at you while you're eating and, you know, isn't getting fed. And they're not going to say something. It's degrading. It's embarrassing. I just have to make a change for that. So
I decided
to be the voice of those who otherwise wouldn't be heard. And whether it's a homeless veteran, which also shouldn't happen, or anybody in general, those who people will not listen to and need their voices heard, I decided to be an advocate for speaking up for them.
Right.
So.
Right. I was at my son's school lunch, and there was a kid that wasn't eating. And I had asked him, and I was like, you know, what's going on, bud? Like, how come you're not eating? Like, you're not feeling good? And he ended up, like, cowering head, like, you know, like you said, like they don't want to say anything because they don't want to be embarrassed, and especially being a kid, you don't want to be the kid that's getting picked on. So I went up and got him a school lunch because I didn't want him to sit there without eating. And
yeah,
I heard some pieces of his story of, you know, his mom's working, his dad's not around kind of thing. So like it makes me really, really sad.
Mm-hmm.
So I appreciate what you're doing very, very much.
Well, and I appreciate it together is how we can raise awareness. I mean, just the project alone without the teamwork of everybody, all the bands who are amazingly supportive, it really won't get out there. I mean, as you know, it's voices collectively and bringing attention to what you do as well as what I do is the only way we're going to get people to understand, you know, and work together to make a difference.
So what can we do on Cool Chick Radio to help you? Is there a way that we could get involved in this?
Well, yeah, and so I'll send you the link, but anybody can look up our page on Facebook, which is the End Hunger Challenge Project. It's a big orange logo. You can't miss it. And we have a website, endhungerchallenge.wordpress.com, as well as all of the interviews which I have done, which I know a lot of people are super jealous of. There's been some big ones. Those are on YouTube under BB Geek Chick, and I can send you links for all of them. We can put it on Cool Chick Radio, but the best thing to do is to like the pages, to share the videos where the artists, Korn, Blackstone Cherry, all of these guys are doing an interview with me to help raise awareness, just get the word out there. And if people are willing to donate, there is an official link that goes right to the nonprofit as far as donating to help towards that end of the year goal. We never require, but obviously.
If you could send that link to me, is it a GoFundMe kind of thing?
Well, there's the old one that goes right to No Kid Hungry, where it initially started. So it never touches my hands. It goes right to the nonprofit, and that's great. But the new one is almost like a GoFundMe, only because I think we didn't tell the listeners this. The End Hunger Challenge is now branching out to be its own nonprofit rather than just raising money for another one already. Because the project has become so big, which was my brainchild to begin with, we are in the works of making the End Hunger Challenge a legitimate 501c3 registered nonprofit. So that link is going to be, that's on the website that I'll send you, is the official from here on out. It'll go right into, you know, the new nonprofit. All the funds go directly to local food shelves or other organizations. So rather than helping just one nonprofit that's already well established, this gives me the chance to help many others in the state and surrounding areas, local food shelves and otherwise, people who really need the help.
Dang, you've been busy in 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Very busy.
I love your drive. That is absolutely amazing.
And we have the Halfway Jam coming up the end of next month, and we'll be giving away 4 tickets, 2 sets of tickets for Halfway Jam, interviewing those that are going to be there. We had just covered Northern Invasion with Korn, Blackstone, POD, all of those. And then I have Lakes Jam this weekend, as well as the Moon Dance, the rock one. So there's quite a few, and there's some large interviews coming up. It's going to be amazing.
So now that I've got you on the phone.
Yeah.
Now, we, us AOW, the MNU, decided that we wanted, after this weekend, we wanted to do another show. So, with that said, we decided that I have 7 acres of land that I can't really do a whole lot with, that, you know, I was like, you know what, why don't we, and I'd to all the bands. I was with all the bands that were there this weekend and to other bands. We do an end of the summer bash. So what we decided to call it was End of Hunger, the End of End Hungry Bash. So that's what it's going to be. It's going to be the AOW MNU like bash. It's going to be amazing. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Monica come in with her organization. We have the AOW. We're going to, I've talked to Behind the Yellow Ribbon because of, you know, we were helping vets to begin with, and we're going to continue to do that because, well, my kid's dad is in the military, and why not? So, we got Behind the Yellow Ribbon to sponsor us. We've got Monica coming. And what we want to do is, this is going to be an event on Facebook probably tomorrow because a couple more band verifications that they're going to do it. It has now turned into basically a festival. We have now 8 bands confirmed that they will be coming. It's going to be from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 10 o'clock at night. If you want to come, it's going to be a $10 cover, $5 if you bring a non-perishable item. And to back my truck up to where we're going to have everybody park in my field, if you bring a canned food item, you can get in for $5. Throw the canned food item in the back of my truck. We're going to have a couple roach coaches here, the, you know, taco trucks. We're going to have food vendors. We're going to have bring your own chair because I can't afford to get chairs for everybody. But bring your own chair, and it's going to be an all-day event. Kids are welcome. It's going to be great. We're really, really, really excited about it. That's pretty much what it is. And we want to work hand in hand with you. We want to help you do this. So, and I also know that you were saying that you needed some funds to get going, to get your nonprofit off the ground. So if you want to make a donation to Monica, we're going to put that out there too. Donate. Like, this is probably one of the best things you can do, because why not? Everyone feels good when they donate to something, right?
Right. Well, and we appreciate it. And so, yeah, what we need, like you said, is the $300. And it sounds so crazy, but right now, every single thing that the End Hunger Challenge Project has done the past 2 years has come out of my pocket expenses, my personal pocket expenses. And we need $300 for the filing of the state and federal to be a legitimate nonprofit, because, of course, who doesn't want to donate to one that, you know, they can verify is not just some scam. But that $300 that we're missing is holding up some very large donations.
Yes.
So we need to get that done. Yeah. That would be amazing if people were able to step up and help us bring this to a bigger level where we can potentially go nationwide, but specifically all over Minnesota for sure, and help whoever needs our help.
So have you interviewed the bands that are going to be at this event on August 13th?
I had not heard the bands. Obviously, you gave me a little heads up as what we were going to announce tonight, but I haven't been informed from you who is going to be a part of it, which I'm super excited about.
Oh, well, let me tell you. We're going to have Split Drum. We're going to have Apathy Syndrome is coming up from Iowa with their tour bus. We've got My Zero. We've got Ashes from Stone. Fixated. Yeah. We've got Sin 7. We've got, who else am I missing? Oh, God. I wish I had my sheet of paper for me. But, Nameless Victim and... Who is the last one?
All whom I've done interviews with.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know they're willing to do interviews while they're here. That's I know Cool Chick Radio will be here, so we can also throw some interviews in. Definitely go live on this one on Facebook. So, we're pretty excited. I'm very excited to do this. This is going to be great. I really hope the back of my truck is going to be loaded up so I can bring it to the Cambridge food shelf here. We're going to bring half here. We're going to bring another half down to the city and to Hennepin County. So it's going to be crazy.
I'm super excited that somebody has kind of recognized what we've been working so hard in the past 2 years and has asked us to be a part of it. It means a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited about this event. It's going to be big.
Yeah. That's, there's been a couple of people in the local scene that I've heard, like, you know, it's starting to leak a little bit. So, this is going to be posted to Facebook Friday for sure. Like I said, we just need a few more lockdowns. We're talking to vendors. Tenting is available on my property for this because, you know, if you want to stay and hang out, you can do that. Just, you know, be mindful of everything around you. People are coming up and staying. And
yeah. Well, I know it would be great.
There's been a couple AOW members because, you know, at AOW, there's 372 people right now in the AOW that I know of. And we've got, you know, other chapters that are talking about coming to this. So it's going to be amazing. I'm pretty, pretty excited about it. And it's, you know,
I am. Yeah, I am too.
Something more for us. If there's something more that we can do, you let us know.
Well, yeah, right now the big thing is going to be, I didn't announce this yet on Facebook. I was waiting, but we can let the listeners know now. I'll be announcing it, same as you will, tomorrow for the event. For those who know what Halfway Jam is and have seen the lineup that's going to be up in Royalton there with Skillet and all the other bands, if they want a chance to win tickets, if they haven't gotten them already, all they need to do is go to the End Hunger Challenge page on Facebook, like it. We have over 250 page likes, but that's not enough to raise awareness. If we can get to 500 page likes and we have a month, I will be giving away 4 tickets, you know, just by helping us get the word out there. And if we get donations of even, what is it, I think, $250, that's it. There will be a huge prize for... those who were part of donating, $250 is 2,500 meals for kids for the way that we're able to use those funds. So if we can raise at least 250 within the next month, there's going to be a big surprise for one lucky winner.
Hold on.
Nice.
I feel like I need to get a move on.
Right? And the last one that I haven't announced yet because it's a ways out, but just a heads up on this, Cool Chick Radio, is that I know you were at Northern Invasion with me. Remember how awesome that was? How amazing that was?
God, that was so cold and so much fun.
Right? Well, here is the big announcement that I haven't posted yet, but I've been talking with them with. When I announce it, and I will keep you posted, the total goal for that is we're going to go say like raising $500 or whatever, something with trying to get, you know, the money donated towards our goal. One lucky winner from those that donated, you know, as picked at random, will win 2 tickets for the entire Northern Invasion next year.
Damn.
So
If you don't know, for those of you listening who don't know what Northern Invasion is, it is a two-day complete rock the hell out fun.
Yeah.
There's like Seven Dust, POD, Korn, Slipknot, like all of them have played it. All of them have been, it's insane. Like big name rock bands all over the place. 2 day festival. It's fun. It's dirty.
It was so cold. It was
cold.
So cold. Oh, but you know, memories were made. I had pictures, my picture taken with that Jesus that was walking around, because who doesn't want to find Jesus drinking beer on a Sunday? That was quite entertaining.
Yeah.
And then there was, what, the duck or the chicken or whatever?
Yeah.
We had Batman, and I think I had my picture taken with Santa.
Yeah.
So it was quite the festival. It was hilarious. It was fun.
Yeah, I got picked up to work work. I was doing security, so when people came in, I checked their cars. And they were so mad. There's so many that, like, came up. I worked 12-hour days. So these people come up, and they're so mad because they couldn't figure out which entrance to go in or whatever. And I'm sitting there, and, like, I'm trying to keep myself warm, so I'm hopping up and down. And I looked at this guy, and I'm like, who are you here to see? And he wasn't expecting it. And I was like, let's be excited. This is your last checkpoint. I'll just have to check your car. I'm like, really? Finally.
So... yeah, so, you know, we don't ask people, obviously, for large donations, especially in an economy, which is neither here nor there, but the people can't really, you know, afford to do that. And if they can't afford to make donations at all, because you're just not financially in a place that you can, that's where the whole liking the Facebook page comes in. Help us raise awareness by just liking the page and the website, looking at the interviews on YouTube and getting the word out. That still counts for helping to make a difference, and that alone will still, you know, be rewarded.
Right. And that's like, you know, people don't understand, like, if you like a page on Facebook or if you share that, people are going to get curious about it. A like and a share go a very, very long way. And a lot of people don't know. If you get up to a certain number on Facebook or even social media of any kind, if you get to a certain number of likes, it goes even further. Like, it goes to, I forget how it works, but it goes even, like, higher up to where it's, like, a legitimate legal kind of thing. So.
Well, and our page is already verified. I already have a verified, but it's not the blue because I guess Facebook changed their ways where the blue verification, the little check mark, is only for, like, the musicians and the actors and those that are famous. So it's a great check mark. I was verified so that people can see it's not just some, you know, weird chick, you know, trying to take people's money. But you're right. The more people like it, the more people share it, it's more apt to be shown into a person's newsfeed to draw more attention to it, you know, and I refuse to pay for those button likes. I want people coming there because they want to be there. You know, they want to see the videos, they want to hear about it versus some spam bot, you know, numbers.
Right.
Because that won't benefit us anyway in the long run, so... But yeah, I am so excited, and whatever I can do to help you as well, you need to let me know. I'm a huge supporter, obviously, and I will be from here on out.
Yeah.
You've been great to us. So I don't know.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to think what else we can mention to people. Like, say we've got the Halfway Jam, you know, liking the page. Check out the videos. I mean, some of them, sadly, are big name bands that have only had, you know, 20-some views, and it's just because we need people to know who we are. I mean, we've done Blackstone Cherry and Skillet, Hinder, Saving Abel, all of the friends that you know for the local bands in Minnesota, pretty much.
Right.
Maybe who, if you could pick, since we have you on air, who would you pick to have an interview done with if you could pick anybody? You know, if I was to call them up and get a yes, who would you like to see an interview done with?
Oh, got it. Anyone really? Like, I'm not really picky.
Hailstorm.
Well, which one?
Hailstorm.
Did she say Hailstorm? Okay, so Lizzie Hale was actually nominated twice, and then her brother was. So Hailstorm in general, and specifically Lizzie, was nominated when I did an interview with Adelita's Way at the beginning of the year. Rick nominated her, and he's good friends with her. And then somebody else nominated RJ, isn't it? Her brother. So we have something in the works for Hailstorm, so you have to stay tuned when that one gets done.
Sweet.
That
nice.
Would be... Mm-hmm.
Can I just be your security on that one?
Do you know how many people say, I'll sneak into your camera bag, whatever I have to do? There are so many people wanting to go with me because I'm going to be covering Zach Wilde. So,
nice.
Yeah, for that one. And then, of course, the Metallica Volbeat Avenged Sevenfold one.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's some amazing ones coming up. We do have Hailstorm in the works. Three Doors Down had agreed. All That Remains. Ollie had given me a thumbs up on that one. So that'll be in the very near future. Art of Dying. Godsmack. There's some big ones that are coming up.
Have you done Seven Dust?
You know what? So what happened was I didn't get Seven Dust for Northern Invasion. Because I think I was told they weren't doing any, but here's the thing. Seven Dust, LeJean specifically, was nominated by another band. I think it was Pop Evil. I interviewed Matt from Pop Evil. And I'm pretty sure Matt had nominated LeJean, and then somebody else from Seven Dust had been nominated. So I just got a hold of them last week and said, you know, we didn't make it happen for Northern, but Seven Dust is going to be in Minnesota again. So I'm like, how about if we do an interview then? And so I can't disclose yet whether or not they've said yes, hint, hint, but we'll announce when I officially can. But, yeah, they were nominated twice, too.
So how does this work? So, like, when you're interviewing, when you interview a band, they mm-hmm. go ahead and nominate somebody else, and then you got to try and get them, or?
So the way it works is I, you know, creative as I am, I thought of the Ice Bucket Challenge, minus ice and water, but same concept. So I do my interview. I try to keep them under 10 minutes because, as you and I know, anything over 10 minutes, people tend to lose, you know, interest. You have a short attention span in America now. So my interviews, I try to keep them 10 minutes or less. But at the end of the interview, I let them know, and they usually know ahead of time, just like the Ice Bucket Challenge, think of it that way with the concept. You have the chance to now nominate three other bands, artists, actors, whoever. But you're calling out on camera to do an interview just like you did to keep the project going. And that's what's kept it going. That's a key part of how it's been done. So then at the end of the interview, they all nominate three bands or three individual artists. Like Ryan Williams from Red Sun Rising was nominated, which he agreed at Northern. So that's how it's done. They'll call out either an individual band member or the band itself or somebody else. And then I'll contact their press person, usually send them the link so they can see that it was on air, which is a little hard to back out of when it was, you know, an on-air nomination. And I don't get many no's. I really don't. I mean, I get a few every now and then, but it's amazing how receptive the music industry has been willing they've been.
That's, you know, a lot of people ask us, why do you only interview, like, local bands? Because they're very much more receptive, and it's easier to do that. So that's why we do it too.
Yeah. And when I was first starting out last year, nobody obviously knew anything about the project. But I already had good contacts from my previous job interviewing that I already had press contacts. So that kind of helped me get going, but it was still people wondering, well, like, who are you? You know, what are you doing? Once I covered Halfway Jam last year and I interviewed John Cooper from Skillet, Scotty from Saving Abel, the entire band of Hinder, and the other ones, and then took their nominations that they had called out, that set the ball rolling for a lot of national bands. And I have met, we've done over 70 interviews this year alone. Mind you, last year was only 35 the whole year, like $3,500 raised. This year, we've done over 70, and I have between 75 to 100 artists already giving me thumbs up that are just waiting to be scheduled this year.
Wow.
So, but here's the other plus that maybe you can help me with. This whole project is only being run by myself. Every aspect of everything I do is me only right now. So I definitely could use another volunteer, somebody who's willing to help me tackle the large project that this has become.
I could do it.
I totally think you should. It'd be great because right now everything.
I'm a very motivated person. I people think I'm crazy. They're like, why do you do so much for people? Because it makes me happy. Like
right?
If I lay my head down at night and I know that I made somebody smile or I made somebody's day or I helped somebody with something, that makes, like, I, you know, people get highs off of drugs and alcohol and all that kind of stuff. I get a high off of knowing that I've helped somebody, that I've done something right. That's my high. So if you need help, I'm more than willing to help you.
Well, then I think that'll be a good thing, because right now, from, you know, contacting those who were nominated, obviously that's 3 per interview. That can be anywhere from 9 to, you know, 50 people to contact, you know, and then coordinating to do them, seeking out Ticketmaster and other places to see who's coming through, you know, double checking lists. I mean, that's a lot of work to do, as you know. And it stretches a person kind of thin when you're the only one doing it. It's a cool thing, and it is fun to meet bands, but there's a reason behind it. It isn't just trying to be some groupie getting a free ticket to a show. There's work to be done. So.
Yeah, I've been called a groupie quite a few times. Oh, you're just a groupie. No, it's my job. Like, this is what I do.
Right? I'm there freezing my fingers off, and it isn't for the... And, you know, the sad part... Yeah, and I'm not a groupie. And the thing was with Northern Invasion, I didn't get to watch any of the shows.
Yeah, neither did I. Yeah,
I was literally in the press tent the entire time. The person I took with me, she did all the pictures, and she had a blast. But I, with interviews being 20 minutes apart or half an hour apart and being so cold, I was in the press tent the entire weekend.
Oh, man. I'm like, and your hands are so cold.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I know it was very much so.
Yeah, I will definitely help you. I'll do whatever I can. That's for sure. I mean, you've got a great cause going. If, you know, I know the Minnesota chapter alone to the AOW, we've got, I think we got 10 now. Like, I know 10 people that are more than willing to help with this. And me, myself, I will do whatever I can to help you, for sure. So.
Well, I would appreciate it. Because, I mean, a lot of people have stepped up or they've said, yeah, I'll help you. I'll help you. But it usually boils down to them wanting to do whatever they can to go to a concert with me.
No.
And while that's fun, there's behind-the-scenes work. I can never seem to find people that can help me to seek out the donations. Like we said, you know, every interview raises money. We don't ask the artist for that. Because think of how many times Hinder or, you know, POD or another band is asked, hey, can you donate money to us? I'm sure it happens a lot.
Right.
So the way that they are more receptive to give me a yes without question is when we tell them, we don't ask you for money. If they choose to, and some have, that's all on them. But we don't ask them to. We just ask them for 15 minutes of their time, and they are very quick to say yes. But now that requires me finding donations some other way.
Right.
Or banks or businesses. And I have not been able to find the consistent person that understands or is able to help me with that aspect. So
I can definitely help you out.
You will be a very big, helpful asset.
Sweet.
That'd be awesome.
We'll do it.
I
look
forward to it. I know. Thank
you.
I
mean, you got Miss Anoka Quiet Pants over there. Like, she has, this is stuff that she does, too, so.
Well, why is she so quiet, then? Hiding in the back.
That's kind of how it goes. But yeah, if it's only $300 that's standing between you and getting it to be a nonprofit, I mean, that's easy money. I mean,
it sounds that way, but you wouldn't believe how hard it is to get somebody to help donate when that's all it is. I mean, I know the goal of $50,000 is very high, and I get that, but there are a lot of people who, and every donation helps, whether it's $10 or $20 or whatever, but when you say $300, some people think that I'm expecting them to donate the entire $300, which isn't the case.
No.
But here's the deal, Cool Chick Radio, that $300 is standing in the way of over $50,000, almost our entire year's goal, because we have a few people that are willing to donate that I can't mention yet. But they can't until it's a legitimate nonprofit.
Let's do this, Tracy.
Not a problem.
So, yeah, that would make our day completely. I mean, it would make our world, for this entire project, would take it to a whole other level that we've been waiting to get at for
I know, like, you know, military and stuff like that with what I've done and my kid's dad and stuff. Have you done, like, car washes and stuff for this kind of thing?
Nope, because, like I said, keep in mind, it's been just me. I mean, I've had people help me here and there.
Let's do it. You know what? Well, when we're not on air, let's talk about this because I've got hands that can help you. I mean, I personally, me myself, will do it on my own if I have to. But I know people that'll help you, and that's the AOW. So let's do this. Like, let's come up with a AOW and the Hunger Challenge. Let's do this. Like, I want to be hand in hand and help you with this.
Well, and that'd be great. Like I said, and I don't want to put down anybody who has helped me. We've had people along the way. Just nothing that has been long-term or to this effect, and this is exactly what we need, is stuff like this, but I can't do it by myself. I have literally posted on the page, you know, anybody who's serious about helping, contact me. We really need the help. I can't do it by myself anymore when it's this big. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You and I will talk when the interview's done and brainstorm about that.
Sounds good, man. I'm excited. See, this is what I like doing, this stuff.
Right?
This
I love
is what
it. The people
about.
That you meet.
Yep.
And I never would have thought when I first started that it would have gotten to the point that it's at, that I would have met as many national bands and continue as I do, or helping local bands get known because of the interviews that I do. I love the fact that we can help our music family.
Yes.
While helping others in need, too.
Do you have a GoFundMe for the $300?
There is a link. You know, I started one, and that's what was so disappointing. I started a GoFundMe, and I can reactivate it. And I asked people for that amount. I think my goal wasn't even $1,000. It was like $500 for the amount that I want to raise for this purpose. And we got $10. That's all I got was $10. And then I just kind of let it go after a while because I just wasn't getting anywhere, and I was focusing on all the interviews. So I can reactivate it tonight.
Okay.
With that same goal in mind.
Yeah,
I just wasn't getting help.
If you reactivate it, I mean, honestly, I can sell ice to an Eskimo. So if $300 is standing between you and becoming a nonprofit and helping people, just reactivate it, and we'll get you the money.
Yeah,
that would be great. You know, and if we can do, you know, the benefit that we're talking about for the end of summer that we just announced, you know, the End Hunger one, if we can make that an annual thing, funding can come in for that, and we can take this to another level. I mean, I can talk to my contacts that are national bands and see if we could get somebody to come in, which would be huge for the project in general, along with our local bands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But just the level that I can get to, and that 300 is ultimately standing in the way of that, is so frustrating. So it's very amazing to have connected with you to make this happen.
The best part about this was, now, when I met her on Saturday, it was like 95 degrees.
Yes.
And it was a sauna. Like, you, there was no wind, there was no anything. And, you know, us AOW members were dying underneath the tent, like, oh my gosh, just we need a breeze. And we're literally sitting at a table with our heads down, like, man. And it was up, and I see her, and I'm like, oh, who's this lady? And, you know, I introduced myself and took off from there. And that's what I love. Like,
oh, did I lose
you? Like, yep, you know what? There we go.
Yep, I can hear you. Kind of cut out for a second there, but now I can hear you.
So, pretty exciting.
But yeah, what was that?
It's pretty exciting.
It is. I mean, you and I already connected on Facebook, but we hadn't actually met yet. So that was really cool. I have a lot of people on there that, you know.
Yeah.
Right.
We always went on Northern Invasion when I left. Like, man, she's still there.
I know. Oh, I know. It's crazy. But, you know, we have so much more. It's going to be a good future between this event for the end of the summer, between all that you have now agreed to help us do and help each other, which is phenomenal. I see some really good things in the future.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't thank you guys enough. It will be great. So, and, you know, if there's anything that I can help you guys with, let me know. But that's kind of where we stand. So I will definitely activate the GoFundMe tonight. If we can get that done, we will have our federal tax ID number, you know, in under a week, and then it's just waiting for the 501c3 number, but that's fine. The fact that we'll have it filed is what we need to take it to the next level. And, oh, I can't tell you how many doors that will open, you know, for the both of us.
Okay. It'll be good.
So,
if that's standing between you and changing lives, I mean, it's stupid that it's $300 standing between.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
I understand my frustration, but I just can't afford it myself. I mean, if I had the money, I would have done it myself. But I'm already stretched so thin with driving places, you know, and there's gas money. You know, somebody said we need to do something for you to get paid to turn this, you know, one of the bands, Gabriel and Apocalypse, they asked me, you know, after the interview, well, do you get paid for this? I said, no. And they're like, well, we need to change that. I'm like, I pay for my gas money, and I pay for food at the festival if I need to eat. Nobody covers any of that. And I don't complain because I know I'm doing a good thing. But it definitely starts to spread a little thin when
people think that we get paid to do this. This is all like this is just something that we love to do. Like this is just a passion that we have. Would we get paid for it someday? Yeah, of course you would. But you know what? It's not in the card. So
right, it doesn't mean I'm going to quit. I mean, I would love for it to be to the point where I could get paid even a small amount, you know, to cover the expenses. But if it never happens, I'm not going to complain. I mean, I get into these festivals for free, you know, with the press passes or whatnot, so I kind of consider that my bonus. I'm going to a show, and I didn't have to pay for it. I get to meet these amazing artists, and I'm doing a good thing.
Right.
Can't really complain. So I'd rather see the money go towards the kids or, you know, others in need. And it was cool because in the first year, somebody on Twitter got a hold of me and sent me a Ninja for the neighborhood kids, like the new Ninja blender. Showed up at my house. Yep, showed up at my house. Yep, 100% free. They bought it for me for the project, knowing that after work there was often neighborhood kids around where I lived that were hungry. This is kind of a lower income area, and they knew they could come to my house and that I would feed them and not turn them away. So by having the Ninja blender, it helped me make more things for the kids, and I'd always have a crock pot of like chicken or a roast or something in there, and they devoured the whole thing. But they knew that they could come to my house and they would get fed.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter would come home sometimes and from a friend's house, and she'd kind of whisper, you know, they don't have much food at their house, Mom. So we would put some groceries in a Walmart sized bag or a brown grocery bag, and she would bring food to them.
Wow. That's amazing. Thank you so much for what you do. That's awesome.
Well, I mean, I appreciate the recognition, not that I go looking for it, but I do appreciate that people are recognizing what we try to do because, like we said, kids shouldn't have to worry about it. You were telling me about the story with the lunchroom with the kid.
Yeah.
I interviewed a teacher in the first year last year, and he told me of an instance with a child who was hiding, like, the bananas from breakfast. Like a banana and the fruits, you know, in their desk. And come May, when school's getting out, he's having to tell these kids to, you know, they have to throw this food away. They can't keep it. It's rotting. How do you tell a 7-year-old, you know, try to explain it to them that they can't save this food? It goes bad. And they're saving it so that they have food to take home when there's no school so they don't starve.
Aww.
So, yeah, so where I'm from in the Brainerd area, there is a summer program called Operation Sandwich, which is its own nonprofit that I work with and volunteer. Their big thing when they got started was to ensure that kids had lunch during the summer because there's no breakfast and lunch for them to rely on, like during the school year, and often that's their only meal is that breakfast and lunch. Some wouldn't get dinner, so they wouldn't have anything to eat until they came back to school the next day. So this was a way for the area to make sure that they at least get one meal, you know, during the summer. I've been a big advocate of trying to make sure the kids are fed over the summer.
Wow.
So, and you'd be surprised. I mean, they don't. They rely so much on that. And then, you know, with the breakfast in school, for those that get the free and reduced breakfast, a lot of them aren't using it. A lot of the kids who need it, who need to have breakfast and have qualified, don't go get it because, you know, everybody used to know, oh, you're the poor kid. You know, that person, you know, is, you know, poor, and they don't want to be seen as that with that stigma. So they would often skip breakfast just so they wouldn't be seen, you know, standing in line for the quote-unquote poor kids. So No Kid Hungry, they're trying to implement and work with the Senate and all those, trying to get it to where school is breakfast is mandatory. So everybody has it regardless of their income level. That way those who really need it are getting it.
Yeah.
So lots of things in the work to help the kids.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And you'd be happy to know that when I had another nonprofit that I worked with a couple of years ago, I actually took in a homeless vet over the holidays. He had finished his basic or whatever it was for the Navy, I think, and had come back. Well, long story short, the apartment he and his girlfriend were supposed to have for when he came back, they didn't get it, or something happened with not getting the apartment. So when he got off that bus and was back in the area, they had no place to stay. So I took them into my house for about a week while he was on leave until he went off to his next, you know, whatever it was that he did, because it was literally right around Christmas. Who was going to tell a vet that they need to live on the streets, especially around Christmas?
Yeah.
So I'm like, nope, you can come sleep on our couch. We'll feed you, and, you know, I got a shower, and so.
Well.
Yeah. Well, like, the sad thing happens so much in the military, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, over the holidays, living in base housing and living in military housing, there was, you know, several people that can't go home for the holidays. So
yep.
They're just sitting on a ship or sitting, you know, at their duty station, not being able to, like, have a home-cooked meal and enjoy the holidays because they can't go home. So every single holiday when I lived in military housing, I extended an invitation to all of the people that were, like, on the ship specifically. I was like, you know, anyone that doesn't have a place to go for the holidays, come to my house, I'll feed you. And, you know, that's just what I did because why not? Like, it does, like... I think, like, so many people get, like, so stuck on themselves that they think of other people. And when you think of other people just, you know, for a few minutes, you're like, you know what? What's an hour? What's 2 hours to, like, hang out with somebody that you might not know very well or just to help them out? Like, the world would be so much better if there was people like that.
Yep, you never know how big of an impact your 5 minutes with a person could be. A smile, treating them kindly, opening the door. And I know it sounds so, there's probably people who are listening in may roll their eyes or who knows, but seriously, one small gesture can change a person's day.
Yeah.
You know, and one small token of, you know what, you matter. Buying a vet or anybody, if, you know, for that instance, a meal that you know doesn't have one. Somebody who's down in their luck. When I was interviewing... Oh, I can't remember who it was. It was either Korn or somebody else, and we were talking. And they're like, you know, imagine how it would be if you were in that position. He was like, might have been Scotty Austin. I don't remember. But either way, the person that I was interviewing had said, you know, what if I was in that situation? I would want to hope that there's somebody like you, or me, that would be there to help when I needed it.
Right.
And not a lot of people look at it that way. They're just very, it's not my problem. Oh, yeah, so that's one question that I ask people when I do the interview. So I'll ask you and see what you would tell your listeners. You list people who may say, you know, it's not my problem. It doesn't affect me. And like I tell those interview, maybe it hasn't. Maybe they've never been hungry. Maybe they've never dealt with the situations we have. But
mm-hmm.
They'll say, I don't care. You know, that doesn't bother me. To those people that we're trying to get them to understand that it is important and it does affect them in one way or another, what would you tell those people?
Right. Oh.
No. But, yeah. So when, have you been able to announce when the event is going to be? If it did, my phone might have cut out. When is our little end of the summer thing happening?
August 13th.
August 13th. You'll have to let me know when that flyer goes out so we can post that. I'm going to do some probably live Facebook. Are you going to do anything live from that event?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to do that, too. I'm going to take the social media big time with that one. Raise
yep.
all the awareness we can.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Yep. After that, it'll be soon. so.
I know. Hmm. This Carlos thing has me thinking too now. That's gonna be good.
Yep.
So listen,
well,
in the background.
We are running for time here on Cool Chick Radio.
All right. Oh yeah, that's all right.
So thank you so much for coming on. Everyone look out for the event coming up on August 13th. It'll be posted everywhere, I'm sure. It'll be at my house, so be respectful. Other than that, enjoy your weekend and definitely go to the Blaine Blazing Force Festival and or Slapshot up at Big Lake. At the
yeah. Well, you know, thank you both for having me on the air. I know time needs to get going. I understand that. I look forward to everything we're doing in the future. The end of the summer bash is going to be great. And I cannot thank Cool Chick Radio enough for the opportunities that you have given us. So,
thank you so much for coming on.
Have a great weekend.
Thank
you. You too.
All right. Take care.
All right, Angela, you got anything else to wrap up with? And she's gone. All right. Well, everybody, make sure you tune in next week and make sure you watch the Cool Chick Radio Facebook page for all the links and stuff to be able to help out the End Hunger Project or End Hunger Challenge, excuse me. And you know what? Let's make a difference in the world, people. All right, we'll see you next week. Peace.